Louisiana Center in Atlanta. I'm Nicole Lappin. Thanks so much for checking in with us today. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Law enforcement officers in West Texas have been searching a polygamist compound, and now they have arrested a second man. He is charged with tampering with physical evidence. You might recall that on Sunday, another man was arrested for interfering with the duties of a public servant. Authorities returned to the ranch today searching for evidence of child abuse and underage marriage. Now, so far, state authorities have taken temporary custody of more than 400 kids and are now questioning 130 women who voluntarily left. And testifying before two Senate committees, General David Petraeus, there he is, says that the situation in Iraq has improved. He is also cautioning against pulling out troops after midsummer to allow for more time to review the situation. Now, the number of U.S. troops in Iraq is currently scheduled to drop from about 155,000 to 140,000 as the troops deployed in last year's so-called surge are removed. And President Bush, meanwhile, honoring a Navy SEAL who sacrificed himself to save the lives of three comrades. Petty Officer Second Class Michael Mansour has been posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor. Now, his parents, as we see, accepted the medal at the White House this afternoon. The Navy SEAL threw his own body on a grenade in Iraq nearly 2 years ago, saving three of his fellow comrades. And Mansour is the first Navy SEAL to receive an honor for this heroic action in Iraq. There is uncertainty, meanwhile. There is tension. There is fear in Zimbabwe 10 days after presidential polls that produced no official results as of yet. A farmers' union representative is now telling CNN that at least 60 white farmers have been forced off their land since Saturday. Opposition officials accuse the ruling party of orchestrating a campaign of violence in rural areas. They say it's to intimidate opponents, essentially. President Robert Mugabe, right ahead of the runoff elections, which appear to be quite likely. And meanwhile, the High Court will resume a hearing on that lawsuit on Wednesday to force the release of the results. Those for sale signs in front of homes that we see so often aren't quickly turning into sale pending signs. The National Association of Realtors is now saying that pending home sales fell in February to the lowest number since the index was started in 2001. The chief economist from the industry group says that the decline, quote, implies that we're not out of the woods as of yet. Those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source, whether you're watching online, watching on television, or even watching on your cell phone. Thanks for watching.